these superstitions, Kenneth, people have these superstitions about so many things. You know, I can't walk under a ladder. You know, 7 years bad luck if I break a mirror. A black cat has just run in front of me. Oh, my God, it's over for me. Where did all these things come from?
Well, superstitions, of course, come from a lot of different things. Many of them do come from ancient times, ancient myths, ancient beliefs that have been around since the beginning, literally the beginning of human time. Some of them grow out of practical concerns. Some of them get involved with combining the myths that we believe, and superstition grows into religion. And so what becomes a folkloric thing actually then becomes a religious idea and a religious superstition. Let me say right up front, I am a very open-minded person. I'm also a kind of skeptical person, a cynical person. So I want to say that I believe, you know, superstitions are really irrational and invalid beliefs that have to do with the, you know, certain actions having a certain outcome.
See, and I've always believed if you think you're going to have 7 years of bad luck and you really believe it, you probably will, because you're going to carry that with you for 7 years.
You know, the great baseball man Branch Rickey, who introduced Jackie Robinson to America in baseball, had a great saying that luck is the residue of design, and I've always thought that that's pretty much true. But you know, we can go down the whole list of superstitions and find the origins of them very often in either a practical thing or sometimes in a mythical sense. You mentioned walking under the ladder. I suppose we could start that.
Sure. I mean, obviously somewhere along the line somebody had a bad encounter.
Well, maybe somebody walked under a ladder and the guy who was on top of the ladder dropped a hammer on his head.
Yes.
Presumably, but there are two other interesting origins to that idea. One of them has a relationship to Christianity. The other one has a more grim notion.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the grim part is that back in the day, there was a ladder that you had to climb to get to where you were hung. The executed man had to climb the ladder. So he walked under the ladder and then climbed it to the scaffolding where he's going to be hung.
Ah, so as he goes under.
That was clearly not a good thing. So that's part of it. Another reference to the ladder is that if you put up a ladder against a wall, it creates a triangle. And people thought that a triangle was a symbol of... Early on, it was a symbol of life and death, and that if you walked through the symbol, that was not a good thing. Later on in Christian times, the triangle became associated with the Trinity.
Right.
So you didn't want to walk through the Trinity because that would not be a good thing either. So a lot of these superstitions sometimes have a practical side. Very often they have a mythical or religious side as well. And it's fascinating, I think, to look at them that way and find the explanations for it. That's what I've always been about in the Don't Know Much About series, is questioning our assumptions, whether it's about a Ford versus a Chevy or you know, anything religious or who wrote the Bible or any of those very important subjects. But I think it's a good thing to question and ask questions and be skeptical, maybe not cynical, but at least skeptical. And I always find that it's fascinating and interesting to get to the root of these things.
Oh, I do too. And I did not know the triangle one. I was aware of with religion. I was not aware of the thought of someone who was going to get hanged, that he walks under the ladder and then up he goes and that's it for him.
That's one of the origins that indeed I came across in looking into that one.
How about the black cat that scoots in front of you? I mean, pretty cat. I mean, minding its own business.
Well, in Western history, black cats have often been looked upon as a symbol of bad omens. But again, if we look back, and this is one of the things I should mention right up front about superstitions as well. What's my superstition might be something that's very good in another culture.
Sure, it could be my luck.
Absolutely. So a black cat in ancient Egypt, obviously, for instance, was a wonderful symbol and related to one of the most important goddesses in ancient Egypt, the goddess Bath and Bastet. And the people mummified, hundreds of thousands of mummified cats have been found in Egypt because they were considered such important creatures. In Western history, however, especially in medieval times, the cat became seen as the familiar of the witch. And again, this is an outgrowth of Christianity.
Right. Wherever the witch was, the cat was.
Right, where the witch could actually change into a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And in the period when people were being burned as witches commonly, they were also throwing an awful lot of black cats into the fires.
Oh, God.
Louis XIV, I think, actually put an end to that in France. That was the end of burning cats. But it's been a part of Western culture for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Even though we're going to get into some more of these superstitions, Kenneth, what amazes me is the years, hundreds and hundreds of years, even though they've changed a little bit, how they've been carried on. I mean, they've changed. Events change. But by and large, the cat of thousands, 2,000 years ago, it gets carried on in superstition.
Absolutely. And that's why these superstitions, which are often rooted and based in myths, go back to the beginnings of human time. We found the grave sites of Neanderthals, precursor to modern humans, who were clearly practiced burial rituals, and people were buried. Neanderthal people were buried with certain things for the next life, for the afterlife. People, even before the beginnings of modern human times, were thinking about the afterlife. We go back and look at the cave paintings from Lascaux, and we see the figure of the man transformed into an animal, the beginnings of shamanism.
Mm-hmm.
These things have been with humanity since the beginning of human times, and they're very deep and deep rooted. On a simpler basis, what do you do when you pass a wishing well or a fountain, like if you're in Rome in at Trevi Fountain? What would you do?
You pop a coin in.
You throw a coin in.
Some people I know would reach in and take coins.
That's right. There are the superstitious, and then there are the people who are looking for some
fair gain.
But that goes back to a practice that is almost in every culture. Water being seen as a symbol of life, a symbol of sacred powers. Gods resided in the water. You threw an offering into the water.